Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Okay, I always start that way. I don't mean to start that way every time. I try to break that habit. Well, this is George Gamond, and good day to you all out there in the wide world of wherever you might be. I'm trying to get my little focus. Wait a minute. I got noise. I got noise in the background. Wait a minute. Okay, time out. Okay, some kind of weird noise in the background. Okay, so it was like, I have this site that's open to give you an article if we get to the articles. And for some reason, there's something really weird going on. But I'm back. Okay, that's scary when you hear noises coming out of nowhere, right? Okay, I got some callers, so I'll take a caller. Let me set the show up a little bit, so what I've been talking about. I've done psychic work and intuitive work and empathic work and healing and all that good stuff. Probably, well, I knew I was kind of different at a very young age, right? Okay, but, so the last 20-something years, let's just put it that way, 20-something years, I had this midlife crisis, and I got into this versus being in the corporate business world, being in sales, but I was in sales doing it for a while, just kind of to make that full 100% transition. So I've done thousands of readings, I literally thousands of readings, I mean, over the years. So I've talked to a lot of people and answered a lot of questions and let spirit talk to people on a lot of different subject matter. And it's always been my two favorites of, well, three really. My first favorite is helping people in their spiritual growth and that transition to becoming more spiritually minded or use their spiritual gifts or develop their spiritual gifts. That's always been my number one thing, and spirit really helps me with that one. Okay, that's always been that, and how to manifest what you want in your life, but the how part. So that's like really one of my favorite things to do, is to help people to manifest and to grow spiritually, connect with your higher self and all that good stuff. So that's probably one of my primary things to do, and to, you know, I keep going. I could go on for hours on that one, so I won't. So I'll stop here and go, okay, second one. I like to deal with past lives. I don't know. I just have this unique ability. And I've done a lot of past life regressions as a hypnotherapist. So I actually physically done past life and between life regressions. But I found that in readings, if I can give a past life reading, it corresponds to also where people go. Now, hopefully it's not by the power of suggestion, right? Okay. And I've been regressed on various occasions. So very familiar with past life regressions and doing them, read a lot of books on them, and I've actually done, I don't know, hundreds of them, I guess. I don't know. Hundreds of people. Interesting. But I like to do past life readings. And what seems to be coming back all the time, which I enjoy, but I'll give you a little qualifier on it. It's talking to people who have passed, the non-physical people. Okay, the people in the non-physical world. I get messages, and I'm not like one of these people. Like, remember that show Medium where you walk around and people are always trying to talk to you? I have to tune in. I have to be conscious of that. I'm trying to communicate with somebody. They don't chase me down. They don't chase me down and talk to me all the time. My spirit guides talk to me. My spirit teachers talk to me all the time. And they're the gatekeeper that allows people in to talk to me through you. So I'm saying all that, and I set this up in the sense, I don't know who's going to come through, and I don't know what they want to say. And I have found from doing a lot of these, and I got callers, and I'll be with you in a minute. Just hang in there. 785 is the first caller, and then 757 sounds like, you guys sound like airplanes. 757 on approach to the airport, right? Yeah. Okay. So, no, but then 402. That's the three that are lined up right now to talk about this. So, I don't know who's going to come through. And my history of doing this and people coming through, it's not about where grandmother's china is. It's not about what's buried in the backyard and where it is. It's about what they observe about your life. are you on track? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Or maybe they see you doing something differently. Or maybe they kind of go, yeah, you know what? You've been treating this other person not so well. Okay, so it usually isn't about finding something material. They don't seem to want to focus on that. They want to focus on you, your life, and where you're going and where you've been and if it's working or not working. So let me take some calls. So I set that up so you know that, because I don't know who comes in. And a lot of the times it's very symbolic, if that makes sense, and I'll explain that as we go through this. So let me take a call. Okay, so here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, who am I speaking to?
This is Carissa.
Carissa, how are you today on this beautiful Thursday? You ready for the weekend?
Well, I don't really have weekends. So,
oh, no.
You
take time.
They kind
you
of
take time
upset
off. You take time
more
off
than...
But you take time.
Oh, yeah,
off.
Yeah. I have to work every day, but I don't have to work like 8 hours every day. So.
Okay, good. So what's going on with you today?
My job is different.
What do you do?
That's kind of hard to explain. And I work on the internet. Let's just say that.
Okay. Well, okay. I won't probe any bit further because I don't know if the FBI is here listening to us or not. That's a joke.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The FBI could totally be listening to us right now.
No, and the reason I use it to small talk sometimes a little bit because I want to get connected
with
your
energy. No, I contacted the FBI yesterday.
You did? Ooh, well, that's
yes,
weird.
Yes, I did.
That is a weird coincidence, isn't it? There are no coincidences. So what's going on with you today? Why did you call in?
Because your show had about past lives and talking to dead people. And like
so
I said,
really
I contacted the FBI yesterday. And
yes.
I need help in my life. I know that it's not about digging up the backyard and finding treasure or anything, but I could use some spiritual guidance for sure because I've got so much going on in my life that I just want to cry all the time.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to do it this way. I'm going to see if anybody comes through from who ancestors kind of people or somebody you might have known or something like that, okay? Now, I'm not trying to lead you through this. I'm just going to get what I get, and you can say that's crazy, I don't believe it, or because I usually start very general and it builds up, if that makes sense, okay?
Okay.
But it feels like a female energy that's coming through, and I get pictures, so that helps me to kind of identify, not clear like photograph pictures, but I get pictures of women or men, and it does feel like more of a feminine presence, a feminine energy that's coming through, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting like, I don't know, how old are you about? Because it feels like this is like two or three generations back. Okay?
Oh, okay.
It feels like it's 39. Two or three generations back. And this person died somewhere in the 90s. I don't know if that relates to anybody you know, but that's what I get. Okay?
Okay.
It's a female, died around that time period. But it doesn't feel like a grandmother type of thing. It doesn't feel like that close of a connection. It feels a little more distant. So you can figure this out if that makes sense to you at all. Okay?
Okay.
But the words I get are watching over you, watching over you. Whoever this is, and I never get names. That bugs me. I don't get names. I wish I did. Once in a while I do. Okay. Watching over you, this person feels very scholarly. Okay, educated. Let's use the word educated, okay?
Okay.
She could have been a teacher or educator, or she could have been something that had to do with instructions of some form. Okay, so she's watching over you. So you want guidance in your life, right? So I'm setting all this to see what she would have to say specifically. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on, don't you, emotionally? You're kind of pulled. You're pushed and pulled a lot, aren't you? It feels like you're in murky water, if I could use that. You know, like not in quicksand, not like you're sinking, but it's like you're hard getting through things in life. And now she could be giving me this, or I could be getting this off of you, but it's like you need clarity, absolute clarity, right?
I would love that.
Let me ask you a question. Is prayer not working for you, is it?
Well, you know, it has in periods of time, but right now,
currently, today,
you know,
right?
Begging is not prayer. And I find whenever I try and go into prayer, I end up begging. And,
okay,
you know,
so
like when it's like, oh my God, please help me, that's not prayer.
Okay.
And,
right, but,
and I just,
but that's,
I
but that's the mode you've
can't
in.
Do anything else.
Okay. So we're looking at clarity. You got some really issues. I mean, I'm not going to get into all that stuff, but whoever this person is, and what it might be just a spirit guide, but they're saying to you, to get clarity, you need to get quiet. Okay? Real quiet in your life. And however you do that, get quiet. You need to distance, and I'm not trying to be a therapist, and I'm not, okay? I'm just hearing this. It's like, get away from the problem as much as you can. Get away from the problem. But if it feels like, and I feel your energy is real frustrated right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you feel frustrated. Remember that McDonald's commercial, you deserve a break today? Or was it McDonald's or Coke or somebody said, you deserve a break today? You deserve a break. Instead of prayer in the sense of not working, it's prayer in the sense of what's my next step? Just what's my next step? What do I do next? Let's keep this really simple. Let's just work on today. Let's not work about the future. Let's not worry about next week. What can I do today to feel better, God? Okay? What can I do today? And it's like that AA thing about one day at a time, okay? Because it feels like you project a bit, right?
Well, everybody does.
Yeah, but you got to get away from
that.
What
do you mean
by
project?
Oh, God, worry about, what's going to happen next week? And, oh, my God, this is going to happen to me in the future, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely looking,
So what I'm getting for you, and this is not I can't spend a lot of time on this because I have a lot of other callers, but you might want to talk to a therapist on this too. But it's the idea that you need to stay focused on the now. Clarity in the now. If you're going to pray, just ask, what can I do today? I set the intention to have a really good day. What can I do today to feel better? What can I do today? And forget about the future. Because I'm going to turn all my hand. And you could write this out, and you can somehow symbolically say this to the universe. I'm just giving you all my problems. Here, you take care of them. I'm going to just go do something fun. And that sounds very general, but it feels like you need to just focus on now instead of tomorrow and next week. And I really do get back to this prayer in the sense of just show me what to do today. Keep it simple. It's really keeping it simple. And uncomplicating your life as much as you can. And it sounds like very therapeutic stuff, and I don't mean it to be that way. That's just how it comes to me. Okay?
Okay.
And it feels like whoever I was communicating with, or whoever was this person is, this woman, is saying, I will give you guided direction on your next step. Just be open to listen. And as in synchronicity, listen, if you know what synchronicity is. Okay?
Okay.
Look for the signs.
I have a question with who this might possibly be.
Yeah.
Does she feel like a mother figure? Like not my mother, but mother-ish-ly?
Yeah, it does. It feels like a woman. It feels like she's really interested in you. It's not a direct line. You know what I mean? Mother, grandmother.
Like a foster mother.
Yeah, off the side, yes. Okay?
Yeah, foster mother.
That was the connection I was getting. It wasn't a direct line person like mother, grandmother, but somebody off to the side. You would say a foster mother is more like an aunt in a way, right?
Right, yeah. I mean,
yeah. It's just that one step over from that line. Yes, okay?
Yeah, not exactly a mother, but a motherly. Yeah. Okay.
If you know who this is, ask for help. Ask for guidance. She's there for you. Okay?
For every day. Just every day.
Every day. You got to focus on the day and not the next week or next month or even a week from now. You got to focus on the day.
Okay?
Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sometimes I don't like being an empath. I mean, I love being an empath, but sometimes when I pick up people's energy, it's like, ew, yucky, you know, but I try not to. You ever gone to I can't be in crowds of people, like going to events sometimes or going to certain malls or certain places. It's just like, I want to run away because I just can't take all that energy. I just can't take it, especially if it's really negative, or you go to an event or a party or something and people are all grumpy and stuff and you're going, okay, I want out of here now. I can't take the energy. So I got a bunch of callers. So I'm going to try. I know I spent a lot of time with that lady So I got some calls. So it's 757-402 and there's one that's 477, whatever, and 201. So hang in there. I'm going to, you know, apologize for making this shorter, right? But we'll get to it. We'll try to get to the meat right away on these. Okay, hello.
Hi, I'm Julie. It's Andrea.
Andrea. Andrea. Andrea.
Yes.
Andrea.
I like to say Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, oh, excuse me for getting that one wrong. My goodness. So what's going on? Andrea.
I just want to know if that's the name of past life.
Can you speak up just a little bit, please?
I don't know why, and nobody can hear me.
Okay.
Hear me now?
So yeah, I can hear you. So what's the past life question?
I just want to know who is going to come through with the most important message that you think at this time I need to.
Okay, it's a fatherly figure. I don't know if it's your father or grandfather or going back, but it's a fatherly figure that's coming through for you. And it's a direct line descendant. It's not off to the side like the last lady. It's a fatherly figure, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is your father still alive?
My father's still alive, yes.
Okay, so it'd be like a grandfather or great-grand. It's one of those guys.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the personality of the person a little bit so that maybe you can say, yeah, that's him or not him, okay, if you knew this person.
Okay.
The personality I'm picking up more than anything, it's not like dynamic personality one way or the other. He's not like really jovial and fun and all that, but he's not stoic either. So he's more like down the middle kind of person. You know, he's just an average, in a lot of ways, an average person, had his ups and downs, hardworking, okay? Kind of,
yeah,
just,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, just a general kind of guy, but
yeah.
But he had a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
He lived an interesting life, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, here's the words I get for you. It seems to come through. Take a chance. Take a chance. I don't know if you're planning on doing anything in your life or if you've been dreaming about doing something but you haven't done it. I hear take a chance. And I get the expression, the wings of angels will be with you if you take a chance. You just need to step off there and take some leaps of faith in life. Okay? Are you stepping back too much in your life? Are you waiting to do things that you should be doing?
Right now, I'm studying to take my nursing board.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of worried about it. So,
go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. You'll do well. Go for it. No worry.
Okay.
No fear zone. You got to get into the no fear zone, dear.
No fear.
Got it?
Yes. No
See,
fear.
You have all the talents and abilities to do it, okay?
Yes.
You're your worst known enemy sometimes.
I am, yes.
And you got to stop doing
that.
You gotta, it's faith in yourself. It's trust in yourself. You need to, as I hear it for you, make a list of all your great qualities. Make a list. Actually write down, I'm good at this, I'm good at that, I love to do this, I'm good at that, people like me because of this, people like me because of this, blah, 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 blah. Make a list. And the longer the list gets, the more you're going to go, wow, I'm cool. You don't really believe in yourself because you don't really see all the wonderful things about you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a few words real quick because I got a lot of callers, but you're trustworthy. You're trustworthy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're diligent, right? But you procrastinate. So that's okay. People procrastinate. Sometimes we procrastinate because we don't have the answer yet, so you're waiting for the answer, right?
Yes. Yeah.
There's a simplistic thing about you, which is kind of cool. because you can see the simplicity in things. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I see the pulling the strings off the ball where you can figure out what the strings are, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're more intelligent than you give yourself credit for.
Mm-hmm.
But you bag yourself. I don't know what that means. You bag yourself, which means you put yourself in a bag. You close yourself off. Okay?
Yeah.
But you love life. You love people.
I do.
So I'm just giving you a few. Now, you need to make a list, but you're really a good person. And you know what? And I'm really hearing about you. And I know I might be getting this from you, whoever I'm getting this from. Okay? I mean, it could be your, whoever this person is. But what I'm hearing is you love life. But you're the kind of person, if you put your nose to it, like nose to the grindstone, you can accomplish anything you want, but you get distracted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So do it. You can do this. You can do this. Nose to the grindstone. Focus on it. Clarity. Boom. Done. Okay?
Yes.
But make a list of all those qualities and...
Okay.
Yourself, and you have this huge 3-page list about how wonderful you are, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because you're a wonderful person. You're very lovable. You know that. People fall in love with you, and you don't even know it. Okay.
Yes, I know they do.
Okay, so that's on your list. I'm a very lovable people. People are attracted to me. People, that's why I'm doing what I want to do, because people are attracted to me, and I can be a healer in a lot of ways. Emotional. Okay, go for it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Got it? You got it?
Okay. Bye.
That was fun. Yeah, but see, we do that to ourselves. We sabotage ourselves, don't we? We kind of, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of it. You know, it's that programming we get, that belief system we develop. I'm really into that, belief systems that we develop as children, that people say, yeah, you're going to do this. And your teachers are telling, yeah, you're going to do this. But you are. You're all good. So who's next? Okay, we got 402's been waiting a while. Then I have a 201. Somebody went away. You do. You got tired of holding. I know. Okay. I don't have a screener to entertain you. If I had somebody to entertain you and tell you jokes, then it would be much easier, wouldn't it? Hello?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Ku'ulelani, and I was wondering...
Now, pronounce that again. I love that name. You're from Hawaii, right? Or we're from Hawaii or something. That's a beautiful name.
I live in Omaha.
That's a beautiful
now,
name.
And I was from Hawaii. It's Ku'ulelani is my name.
Okay. I'm not going to try to pronounce it again.
In English, it's a wreath of heavenly flowers. But I was wondering if you could tap in on the other side or the past life, whatever is easier with my energy.
Okay, what year were you born?
1985.
Same year as my daughter. Oh, wow. Cool. let me try to get whatever comes through first. You died in the 50s. Past life. Last life. Died in the 50s. Okay, 1950s, okay? Early 1950s. I'm getting war, male figure, like you were a male figure. You died in war. You died in the Korean War, okay?
Okay.
You were Chinese.
Wow.
I know it sounds weird, but that's what I get. So I'm just going to give it to you, right?
Okay.
Let me ask you a question about your life. Okay, let me see if I'm on the right track here, because I'm feeling you were a male Chinese officer, died in the war. Kind of weird, like almost, you know, like somebody in your own army accidentally killed you. Okay, you know, it was one of those things, accidental death. It wasn't like shot by the enemy. You weren't shot by an American or anything like that. Okay, it was
right.
It was an accident. Like you were run over or something stupid happened. Okay. Do you feel like your life is not fulfilled yet? Life is not fulfilled yet?
I definitely know it's not fulfilled. I got a lot of things I got to do here on this first plane.
Well, because in that life, you didn't either. See, you were not that old. You were probably in your 30s, and you're back here now to really make it happen.
It's very interesting that you say that, because...
You're really here to make it happen. What's your interest in life, job-wise and all that?
It's more... I'm into community healthcare. I mean, I've been a nurse's aide for a long time. I'm Right now I'm just doing a whole bunch of other things, but I got this community weave thing I want to do, and I want to make it a better place than I came into.
Yeah, and that makes sense in the sense that I'm not trying to make this up, but it feels like sometimes when people were warriors in one aspect of a warrior, like a battle warrior, they come back in as a warrior, but you're a warrior for people now.
Right. That's really the reason why it's strange that you say that. Everybody has asked me if I was Chinese, and I'm not. Like, everyone has asked me, I thought you were part Chinese. And I'm like, no, I'm just Hawaiian. I always felt like since I was a little child, more of a masculine energy, but I didn't live my life that way. I just always felt like I should have been born a man or something. Not that I'm gay or anything, because I'm not, but I just always feel like there's a more masculine side to me than I need be. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you're carrying some of that energy forward. You're carrying some of that energy forward. Okay. But a part of that is the warrior energy within you. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're masculine or feminine, you're still a warrior.
Yeah.
But you've changed, this lifetime is about being a warrior for good for people. Okay? You care about people a lot.
Yes.
Way too much at times.
I agree.
I laugh. So, okay, let me get with you. What I hear for you about this lifetime and whatever you do, it's kind of like reaching, I get the picture of reaching in the hat, and that's your own hat of what you want to be. Reach in the hat and grab something that's really important to you and stay with it for a while.
All right.
Do you know what I mean by that? If that makes sense to you at all?
Yeah, I do.
That's,
I do, because I got a whole list of things that I could put my energy towards,
but don't.
I need to focus in one direction, because my problem is I get, like, you know, I expand all my energy in every direction and nothing gets done, you know?
Right. So it's grab one and stay with it for a while, okay? It doesn't mean that you can't grab back into the hat later on and pick another one, but you got to finish one and then move on, okay? It's like the picture of you climb the one mountain and you move on to the next mountain.
Thank you. And have a wonderful, beautiful day.
And you have an uncle or something on the non-physical world who, he's really cool. He's really funny. And he's saying, I'm gonna back you on this, but you gotta maintain your sense of humor is what I'm saying, what I'm hearing. Because I'm going to tickle you till you laugh more. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know why he wants to tickle you to you laugh more, but so you'll feel it. Because he wants to tickle you, because sometimes you get too serious. Too down on yourself. So you need to be tickled. You need to be tickled from time to time, and he'll do that for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You take care. Okay? Bye.
Bye.
And we're having fun today. This is fun. I love this stuff. This is kind of cool. It is little life messages and, you know, from past lives and from those who have been there before, right? Yeah. One interesting thing, and I got a couple more callers. I got a 201 and a 630, and I'll be with you in a minute. Oh, you've been holding on for a while. Thank you for holding. I appreciate that. What was I going to say? Oh, never mind. I'll take the call. It'll pop back in. Like, the thought went away. Oh, no.
Hello? Hi.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
My name is Alexandra.
Alexandra. What a beautiful name.
Yes.
And so what's going on with Alexandra?
I don't know. Maybe you can guide me.
Well, okay, we're going to start off in the dark void of something here, and we'll try to figure out, is there any particular area of your life that you need guidance in, or is just your life a whole total disaster, and you don't know where to start?
I don't know where to start.
Okay, I'll give you this, and we've been talking about people who are, you know, ancestors and family and friends who have died and what they might have to say for you. And this is like a great-great-grandmother for you, okay? Are you married?
No, but I have children. and I'm in a long relationship.
Okay, so it's like it's kind of a husbandly energy, right? At some level.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's not your great-great-great-grandmother, but it's like your partner's great-great-great-grandmother, or whatever, way back. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? It's your partners, your friends, or whoever this is, okay? It's on his side. It's at him, right? It's on his side. So here's the message. I hear the words kind of like pick yourself up, like lift yourself up, and pick a path. It's like that last lady, and it really is about, because that's one of the biggest problems we have as humans. We have this problem of not making a decision and kind of vacillating back and forth. But I hear pick a path that you want to be on. Pick a path.
Okay.
And I'm also hearing that your relationship issues will, that there's a lot of dynamic energy behind your relationship issues. And I don't know if it's with your partner or somebody else in your life, but your relationship issues will soon get real clarity and you'll go, aha, I get it. I know what to do. It's a big, you'll get it. You'll get the ahas really soon. Okay. Ask for temporary relief from, let's say, God or the universe or spirit or your whoever. Ask for temporary relief because it feels like you're under a lot of pressure right now, okay, for something. I don't know what it is. And so you're asking, just give me some relief, you know, just give me a break today kind of stuff. That I really get that about you. So ask for relief. You'll get it. But you're going to get real clarity about relationships really soon, within the month. I don't know what that means, but I don't know what that means, but that's what I get. Okay?
Good.
And there's a pattern of ancestors behind you. They're trying to pick you up and perk you up, but you don't let them sometimes. I mean, these are dead people. Okay? They want to perk you up and pick you up, but you don't let them sometimes. Let them. Okay?
How do I let them?
You're going to let them, or you are letting them?
I want to.
Then just let it go. Allow it. Just allow. Just say, I'm in the state of allowance and do it. Show me what to do. Okay, I'm in the state of allowance. I'm going to allow your help in my life. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to resist it. I'm not going to get all squirrely about it. I'm not going to let my ego get in the way and say, well, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do this. Just allow it. Okay? Get out of your manic, I hear this, get out of your manic ego brain sometimes. I don't know what that means. And I don't be critical, but that's just what I heard for you. You chew that over and see if that means anything to you, okay? Drift to your soul is what I hear. Drift to your soul. Allow yourself to be soul connected, okay?
Yes. I hope there's a soulmate out there for me.
Well, we're back to that relationship issue, right? Whatever relationship issue you're worrying about, if it's a soulmate, if it's a partner that'll work out for you and be better for you, it's going to happen really soon. See, that's what I said. You'll get clarity on relationships really soon. Okay? You've been asking for this for a while. You'll get it. Be ready.
Okay.
Just allow it. Don't fight it. Allow it. You're a very kind person. Your kindness gets in your way sometimes. But keep it up, okay?
Okay.
You are, aren't you? Don't you agree you're a kind person, a passionate person?
Yes, I agree.
Just let it be. Let it, allow it. Be who you are. Be authentic. Okay, I got to let you go. I got another caller. But you'll get there. Absolutely. This month's a good month for you. It's an absolutely very good month for you. You're going to be dancing. You're going to be dancing in the streets in September. Okay.
Okay. I have my coworkers here. Would you give her a reading?
You know what? I got somebody waiting online. So I better. If they want to call in, fine. But I have somebody else waiting. It's been waiting for quite a while. Okay.
Call in with the same number. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay. Take care.
Good call.
I mean to cut her off that soon. I apologize for that. But yes, Yeah, so you'd ask you have to hang up and call back in, and I'll know you're calling back in. That makes sense. I don't know. Or whatever. Hello. I'll try that number.
Hi, again. This is Patty. How are you? I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you, Patty. How is Patty today, though?
Patty's doing okay.
How come you're so charming? You're so charming. I get the charming.
It's just
friend.
Me.
You're charming. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I have a quick question because I know time is limited. It would have been my 38th anniversary today. Is there a message from my husband who's deceased?
Oh, that's a good question. What's his first name?
Steve.
Don't be anxious about the future. Okay? Don't be anxious about the future. Your path, I don't know why I get this, is strange. I hear this stuff and I go, huh, what? What do they mean by that? Your path is paved with gold. And not that you're going to be rich and famous and you and Bill Gates are going to hang out or anything like that. But your path is paved with gold. And gold being really just precious.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
the
last part.
I think that's what
part.
It means
you faded
by
out. I'm
okay,
sorry, you
your
faded
life
out.
Is, okay, your life is paved with gold, okay? Which means you have a very precious life ahead of you, a very precious and important life ahead of you. Just stay there because you have a lot of beautiful things still to do. Why does he kick you in the butt sometimes? I mean, not literally, but emotionally, just like, get going, okay? Why are you stagnating?
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to move forward, but I don't know which direction to go.
Okay, then we're back to this. He will show you where to go. Just pay attention.
Okay.
Pay attention to the synchronicity, if you know what the word means. The little signs that he's going to give you to where to go. He will show that it will drop in on you, but they're kind of subtle at times. He's not like, bam, the side of the head with a stick. Stuff, but it's more of a subtle, like you'll turn on the TV and you'll see something, you go, oh God, that, thank you, Steve, I got it. Okay? Or you walk outside and you'll see a sign. Go ahead.
Will he guide me to a new love relationship?
Yeah, you're ready.
I'm ready.
You're
will
ready.
One come in my, will he put that person in my way? Will he help put that person?
Well, this minute, let me hear it. Let me give it this way and I got to go. But
okay.
You will get his stamp of the seal of approval on it. And then you'll seal of approval. Okay, you'll know it. You'll know that he's going, yeah, this is the one. You're going to, yeah, this is a good one. Stick with it. Yeah.
Okay.
God has sent you this one and I approve.
Ah.
Got it?
Thank you. I
but
got
I
it. Thanks for the message. I appreciate it.
You know, you're going to be in love before the end of the year, so don't worry about it.
Well, I appreciate that he's going to be there to find someone for me.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He's been gone a long time, so.
Yeah,
he's not gone.
He's not gone. You just don't reach out sometimes. Okay, but I got to go.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye. Okay, refresh myself. My brain. Okay, my brain's ready. Okay, new one. Okay, I think it's the caller that called in and her coworker. You guys aren't working. What is this? You're calling in and you're supposed to be working. How come?
Hi. My name.
You cut out just
my
a little. I don't know why you cut out. So, go ahead. Your name?
Faina.
So, what's going on? How are you today?
I'm okay.
You're okay. Okay, what's the question then? Okay. My name is okay.
Yeah. I have a friend, and we're together for 14 years. We don't live together, but we're friends. The question is, if any future for us together?
Okay, so it's more than just a friend, right? It's romantic at some level, right?
And romantic, yeah.
Yeah, so when you say friend, I have to make sure that we're talking about marriage someday, right? Or kind of the equivalent of it, right?
Yes.
He's been sorting, it's a he, right?
Yes.
He's been sorting out some things in his life. He may not talk about this, but he's preparing his life for you. That's how I hear it. He's preparing his life for you. Okay?
Thank you.
You understand that?
Okay.
he doesn't speak about this a lot, but it's there. Okay?
Okay.
He's very subtle in his love. And I use the word love here. Sincerely, there is a love here. Okay? Anybody who's been together for 14 years and you put up with each other, then there's love.
Okay.
Because that's the binding energy here is love.
Mm-hmm.
He just has some fears that he hasn't overcome, but he's working through it. So, yeah, you have a long time. You have marriage or whatever, that something that equivalent to do. Okay?
Okay.
Does he live close to you? I don't think he does he?
He lives close to me, yeah.
But you're gonna move away. Okay?
I'm gonna move away?
You and him are gonna move away somewhere. Okay?
Okay.
Return to something, and I don't know what that means. Okay?
Okay.
You take care of you're working, right?
Yes.
Okay, go to work. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't mean to cut people off too quickly, but sometimes I do because, yeah, you never know when it's going to cut off exactly. Well, this has been fun. Everybody's been talking and having a good time. So anybody else, any questions in the chat room about either past? If you want a little quick past life reading, a couple more minutes in the chat room, just give me your birth, month and year. That's all I need to know. And that'll help me to, and first name, actual first name. As I'm asking, then your blood type and your, parents' full names. I'm kidding. Okay, so if you want a quick, real quick, because I only have a couple of minutes. So if you want a quick past life, people in the chat room, first name, real first name, and year and month birth. Now, that's up to you if you're interested at all. We have had so many past lives. Most of us, we don't realize that we've had hundreds of past lives. And you're going, no, really, I've only been here like, no, you've been here a lot. You're all cave people at one time, right? Yeah, sure. Cave people, you were all those different kind of situations. Because we come through, we go through lifetimes, we want to learn all this stuff, and we want to experience all this stuff. And that's why we keep coming back, because we have never accomplished it all yet, right? We always got new things to do, new things we want to try out. I want to be a sailor in this lifetime, the next one, or I want to be a brain surgeon, or I want to be a famous whatever, opera singer. And so we try it. We keep trying these different things. So more really, so I use the word so a lot. I try not to. That's a word whisper. I studied this in school a long time ago, and I studied announcing. You announce without using word whispers. Whisperers. Okay, so got about a minute. Oh, about 90 seconds. I got somebody type real quick. If you gotta type fast. You gotta blaze through your type, Teresa. Okay, Teresa. Let me give you a quick one. You gotta call back in some other time. We'll do this again. I will be not here tomorrow because I have something to set up and business thing to do here. Okay, real quick, Teresa. 63. You died just before World War II in 1930s, late 30s, 38, 39, and you were a dentist. I know that sounds strange. You were a dentist. Where in the world were you a dentist? United States, New England, probably not Boston, maybe Hartford, whatever that place is. I don't know where you live now and everything, but for some reason you're a dentist, and you liked that job, and you died, as I said, then, but you were really good at it. But you like helping people. But you had a great sense of humor, and I think you carry that forward to this lifetime, this great sense of humor. You're a very humorous person. I don't know why I get that about you. So what's the lesson? Just continue helping people overcome their pain. Wow, that's pretty cool, huh? Help people to overcome their pain, whether it's emotional or physical, I don't know. So I got to leave you with that. We're almost out of time. But it's been fun. I enjoyed it. And if that makes any sense to you, cool. Not, I will be back on Monday and I think we'll do something like this again because this is kind of fun and I think you'd enjoy it. Bye. Okay, these are funny. End episode. Thank you very much. It's been fun. Thank you very much.